What did my uncle want with you this time?
Alas, if I only knew, Miss Anne.
But didn't he say anything?
He spoke more than a little, but sadly, I was unable to toe his gist.
Towing the line is precisely what Uncle William demands of everyone here.
Even from your father?
So he doesn't demand it of him, he does expect that father demands it of himself.
And just where is your father supposed to express such obedience?
In his duty and his endeavours towards the House of Stanley.
But what does a duty like that consist of?
I don't know that for a fact. It has something to do with balls, with speaking to other noblemen there and winning them over for one's own ends.
A duty like that surely poses no great difficulty for your father, does it?
Certainly not the dancing, but the rest, yes. He says he would give a kingdom for one good ball. Mind you, Uncle William alleges to his face that he casts all else aside when there's fun to be had. And Father replies that he couldn't care less about the pompous gits and their politics. What would all that power get him when he could no longer do what he chooses?
In all truth, the high and mighty are often powerless. For the most part, they do what they must, and rarely that what they want to.
What I want now is to go on listening to the story, Master William.
All right, fine. We are nearing the end. Whilst dreaming in exile of his Juliet, Romeo awakens in Mantua on the hard, cold ground, alone. He rues the time he has let slip by at this place, as much as the name Montague and its legacy. Freed from his guilt and destiny, asleep, he had visions of himself lying next to his Juliet, and hoped all the more that she'd forgive him his deed. Taking new heart, he sets off on his way. A way that's crossed by a faithful servant of the Montagues, who cluelessly carries the news of death with him. The young Capulet, dead and gone on her wedding day, shall be carried to her grave that same day. Upon hearing these words, Romeo's whole world falls in ruins. To the tomb he must, to bid her farewell and to love itself. His only thought to take leave of it all, to join Juliet in death as companion.